Me knowing too much after anything.
It's interesting. Mic
any,
processing.
Any kind of half.
What was the name of the outfit that Pudgy Wudgy wore in, when he was trying to get Miss Crabtree? He had, like, short pants and, like, a black suit.
Lederhosen,
like,
Bob?
A hat. What would you call that? And how come that, is that more of a Little Rascals era thing?
Breeches? Breeches?
Oh, it was like all one. It was like a formal outfit for a young boy.
Onesie.
Onesie.
Yeah, but it was like a suit, but it was like they would be shorts almost.
An orange diaper?
And then you'd
What's
have
wrong
like
with
a
his mic, psycho.
Like a black hat of some sort.
It's going to be like that all day.
That's right. All day long. You got to listen to this.
Also, I have a note here from Dan Bennett.
This
note is dated 6/14/04. That's today.
Right.
Can I read my Dan Bennett note?
Go ahead.
Celebrating the
is that okay, Corby?
Olsen twins' birthday,
yeah,
too.
It says, Dan, today you can now legally tag the Olsen twins. No, it actually says, Dan, today is your 5th anniversary with Susquehanna Dallas. Congratulations, you're vested.
Well,
you're vested.
What does vested mean? I never really understood that.
It means you get a leather vest.
That's okay. Right.
With
boy, Randy got vested early, didn't he? He was here for like 6 months, and he was already vested.
With KTCK calling.
Yeah, am I leather vested today?
You're leather vested with 1310 on the back. Yeah, so if you had...
Randy was vested at the age of 4.
So if you had 4...
It takes 5 years to get vested.
If you had 4 years, 11 months in the Dan pool, you lose.
You do lose.
Damn.
All right.
Hey, like, poor guy.
Hey, hole.
Hey, did you hear about the Olsen twins, line 4 guy? They're 18.
Boy, did I.
In a day. So.
Too old for me.
Kind of anticlimactic.
What's that, Corby?
Too old for me.
You know what I'd like to say about them? I'd like to say they're finally legal.
Barely.
Or barely legal.
Now you could do a little bit of this, huh?
Really two ways to look at it.
You know what? They've gotten, ever since they were 15, I've been out on them.
Yeah. They really have fallen.
They're a little long in the tooth now.
Well, that is brave. Once they turn 15.
Yeah.
So when they were 14, that was cool?
So it was June 14th, 1999, that Bob and I first did a show together on Juneteenth. On this day in 1983, 5 people were killed when a fire that began in... Why are you about to laugh, Corby? 5 people were killed... See, that's not even funny. When a fire that began in stacked rolls of carpet and padding sent smoke and toxic fumes through a wing of a Ramada Inn in Fort Worth.
Really?
Remember that? Reiner, 83? Ramada Inn?
Yeah, you notice me not laughing.
No, I wouldn't think you would. No, you're
talking through some paper towel.
You're a Texan. And Tom, on this day in 1864, Congress ruled that black soldiers must receive equal pay. Which
Tom must
was...
have really been up in arms over that.
No, not upset about that at all.
So did you get out the funny white hat?
No, I didn't get out any funny white hats.
And the picket signs?
No, no picket signs or
burning
anything
cross.
Else. No burning crosses.
I'm picketing the Army. What were you, in the Army or?
I was in the Marine Corps Reserve.
Are you friends with that guy who, the wake up white people? Are you friends with that guy?
No.
Who's that guy?
All right, I have a couple...
No. Going for David Duke in this election year?
No.
I have a couple birthdays that I missed last week.
Not a fan of David Duke.
Some people still emailed me.
Poop.
From Kara, please shout out to John Butcher, my husband. This was like a week and a half ago.
The John Butcher Axis?
Yeah.
Or John Butcher, the former Ranger.
No, I think it's John Butcher Gross.
He also wore a headdress and a loincloth for some time, John Butcher.
Did he now?
He did. But then again, how many Rangers and Indians were there? Quite a few. Someday we should put together an all-star team.
I think we did, didn't we?
We started it.
Kind of petered out.
And I have an email from...
It kind of zubbed out.
A dude named Nadel.
Did monetary damage to it?
Dan, I heard you're a Browns fan. I want to ask you about a guy who now works at the same place I work. His name is Bruce Davis. He was drafted in the 2nd round in 83 and played 2 seasons and was released. He was out of Baylor. I wanted to ask you if you've heard of him and saw him play, and do you remember why he was released and what type of player was he? He was a wide receiver, not very tall. Please give him a shout-out.
What year was this?
So shout-out to Bruce Davis, former Cleveland Brown, who works in the Metroplex.
So this guy sent you an email.
Do you remember him?
Have you ever heard of him?
Yeah. But, you know, I don't know much about him. No, I emailed him back that I cannot deliver a full scouting report on Bruce Davis.
What kind of Browns fan are you, then?
Not a very good one.
So you don't have a Bruce Davis onesie?
No, Bob. I believe back then, Brian Sipe and Ozzie Newsome and Mike Pruitt would have probably taken most of my attention.
Dave Logan?
All right, in today's birthdays, Bruce Bowen is 33. Yes, Dave Logan and Reggie Rucker.
Who was better, Dan, Greg Pruitt or Mike Pruitt? Or is that just a question you can't answer?
Well, I know you could answer it.
Well, I could.
Eric Desjardins is 35.
Wounded Flyer.
Fred Funk.
Mr. Flyer.
Is 48.
Marilyn.
Golf.
Think he'll show up on the U.S. Open leaderboard today?
You know what? It's not today, but he will be.
What do you mean it's not today?
Yes, it is.
They start
at the run sheet
on Thursday.
Yeah, man, we need to take a look at the leaderboard today.
Let's check the sponsor pro-am leaderboard.
Leave me alone.
Did you guys ever find that song? Golf?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wait.
Saw the whole thing.
Really? There's more?
Oh, yes. It's a whole song, a whole epic.
I forgot about this.
He couldn't do an interview because he worked on the tee box. He had to leave spring training early so he could get back here to play golf. And we're tired of these excuses. And we're tired of being short. And we're tired of being the bridesmaid to a half-assed second-tier sport. And once again,
where's my lighter?
Golf takes priority over the show. He grabbed his gloves and left us all alone.
And we're pissed.
Things were so much better when he worked for Chris.
That's true. Here's the part that's never happened.
Somewhere on the 13th green, he's lining up a shot. He tries to gaze down the fairway, but he's way too high on pot. Jerking off with Rick and Dale, getting drunk with George.
Never happened.
And we're stuck back here in the studio, reading weak old Ranger box scores. And once again.
All right, enough. Now, aren't you glad that I did take that day off?
Yes or no question.
Aren't you glad that I did take that day off so this song could be written?
He grabbed his gloves and left us all alone.
What a great song.
Now we've got the blues.
I don't remember this part.
Wondering who in the hell is going to do E! News. And once again.
All right.
Golf takes priority over the show.
Like 6 minutes.
Golf takes priority over the show. Golf takes priority over the show.
Wow.
If that is 6 minutes, then you'll have to sing that at Ticket Summer Bash next year.
Ticket Bash.
Freebird. That's right. By Like Pink Floyd.
Steffi Graf is 35.
And?
Great body and a face to guard it.
You know what? Her face isn't that bad.
Oh, please.
It's not.
She's got a witch's nose.
She has a nose of size. She has a nose of size, but I think she's a very attractive young lady.
She can be when made up properly.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to put a bag over her head.
Wow, you think this is odd timing?
When she's on all fours.
Andre's
wife.
Eric Heiden is 46.
Was you going to say toothless?
I was going to say 2004. It says he's 46 in 2004.
Loves tights.
Eric Heiden, born in
Wisconsin.
Madison, Wisconsin. Maybe today you'll put on the full body suit.
might get out the speed skates today.
Were your glasses
walk around the house?
Not the hoodie?
Not the yellow glasses? Helmet and goggles?
Ah, he was old school. He was goggles.
The goggles?
I think so.
Onesie with the hoodie.
Was that a big day?
Anyone, five golds? What was it?
Yeah, five.
Yeah.
Was that a big, huge big moment
day.
For...
Oh, yeah.
You going to walk around with your Bowers on all day?
I don't know if they make...
What a great Olympics that was, you know?
Well, yeah.
With that best. And the miracle.
Was it really?
It was the best.
Yeah, it was. It was the greatest Olympics.
Okay,
now.
Well, let's rank the Olympics then. Winner
yeah.
Summer.
Today, 5-10. 5-10. 5-10.
I think the first one was the best.
Sammy Kapanen is 31.
Another flyer.
Sam Perkins is 43.
Invented pancakes.
Well,
Tar
Heel. Corby.
Wait a minute.
Corby.
What's your
aren't you buddies with him?
What's your drunken tales?
I am.
Big Smooth. I've gone out with
Sam before, yeah.
And?
And Kooby Snake.
So he has heard that before?
Minaj. Yeah, he has.
Don't you guys like all? Didn't you all go see Kravitz together?
It was really weird to see Sam Perkins and all my friends from college together in my little apartment in Deep Ellum.
Really?
Yeah. That was really bizarre.
Waterbomb?
At least.
What?
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 What's that?
Hmm?
Rod Argent is 60. 59, excuse me.
He held his head up.
Stop.
Yasmin Bleeth is 36.
Coke. Syringes.
Very poor mug shot.
Gotta go.
Boy, yeah.
Liquid Coke, wasn't it?
Boy George is 43.
That's a hell of a way to go.
Don't even try, Tom. I mean, if you weren't going to strap it on last week,
what are you talking about?
You know what, Boy George?
I don't recall Reiner being late.
Underrated.
Very underrated. Culture Club had something.
They did.
Hot?
AIDS.
Oh, apparently, mine poor guy leaves at 3:10.
He's got to go. First, got to go. That's it.
His time here is done.
Kids are his boss, whipping his ass.
Eddie Mecca is 52.
Carla's wife on husband on Cheers.
No, the big ragu.
Oh.
Carmine Ragusa.
How old is he?
52. Barry Melton is 57. Reiner?
Barry Melton.
Great job on the NHL Finals, I'll tell you that.
Country Joe and the Fish.
Wow.
Nice.
I've never even heard of that.
So it's one, two, three. What are we fighting for?
That's right.
Don't ask me, I don't give a damn.
Fish cheer.
What else do they have besides
give
that?
Give me
song?
An F.
That's right.
Give me a U.
Okay.
Keep going.
The next letter may have been after B.
There's a lot of letters after B.
Am I going to get my platform today?
Go.
What do you want?
Come on.
Donald Trump is 58. Muff Winwood is 61.
Muff.
What about me?
Fisher Davis Group.
And what about Bob? It's time for spares.
Good.
Somebody emailed me that Reiner wouldn't leave you spares.
No, but
yeah,
you
we
did.
Have a little bit of a problem.
No, you did a good job, Dan.
I mean, I
heard there was tension between you two.
Well, I was just probably a little bit too
well, we need
ambitious
a,
here.
We need a happy
I didn't
medium.
Let the game come to me.
You did fine.
We need a happy medium. Yeah,
quit kissing his ass.
What? He did a great
if
job.
If he hasn't fired you by now, you're not getting fired.
You've made it.
Have I?
Keep kissing it, Tom.
There's no way Mike would have left me Tom, Matt, and Don Newcomb, but they're both having birthdays today if they're alive.
Tom, Matt.
Isn't that the Colts running back?
Matty.
Matty?
Yeah.
Super Bowl III?
Tom, Matt.
Didn't you name
your
daughter
that,
after
Bob?
Her?
Wow.
You're better than that, Bob.
I'm dead. Sorry.
Take away the sports guy title from Bob.
I'll take it.
John Unitas.
Yeah, I wouldn't say Tom Matty was exactly a spare in his day. Neither was Don Newcomb. You know that.
Yeah, man. Rick,
taking away the sports guy thing from you, Dan.
I didn't need it. Rick Brunson's 32.
Burner.
Vince Evans is 59.
God.
49, I'm sorry.
I was like, man, because he was in the NFL like 2 years ago.
Eric Murdoch is 36. Providence. And 38-year-old Randy Tomlin.
White.
From?
Midland? Madison?
Liberty.
Is it Randy Timlin from Midland?
It's Mike Timlin. Call me.
Back to you.
Born on this day, now dead, Burl Ives.
Randy Tomlin might have enjoyed a swim through here.
Dead on this day, still dead, Benedict Arnold.
Did I mention good P1, Danny Navarro?
Traitor.
He was wronged on Friday, so.
Great Brady Bunch episode.
I know
Brady
it was your birthday
episode.
4 days ago, but.
Get in line, dude.
Sue me.
Good work.
Danny Navarro.
Way to and
go.
Welcome back to Tyler. And
that's why today's on your side.
Paul. 5'10".
Rank in the Olympics.
Absolutely.
Up next, why Grego works at the Bone now on the ticket.